On a Thursday morning, an opportunity for, as I mentioned, spend a little bit of time in conversation with folks from Dundas Family of Autos. Jason's in this morning on a rainy morning.
Morning, Charlie.
How's your windshield wipers?
How are your windshield wipers?
They got me to work, and well, it was raining hard when I came in.
It was gushing on my way in this morning. Yeah. I came up 75, and there were a couple of patches where, wow, I had to pull the speed down to under 100.
I would say yeah. So.
it was definitely coming down.
Yes, it was. And so, it was to the point, I'll say some of the usual places that collect water on the streets were rather wet.
Very much so. And, you know, it is a good time to remind people that if their windshield wipers are flopping around and not actually cleaning the windshields, clearing them of the rain.
Yes.
You know, stop by Dundas Family of Autos, drive up to Dundas Toyota or Dundas Ford, and we will slap a new pair of wiper blades on there. Presto, presto.
You don't even necessarily have to come in out of the rain, although it would be a good idea if you did.
You just drive right in. You're not going to get wet. No appointment necessary. All makes, all models. And, you know, with the slick surfaces...
Yes.
Also a good time to talk about tires.
It is. You know, we push on that brake pedal, but it's the tread on the tire that actually does the stopping.
Exactly. And if you are riding on some relatively bare tires, you are not doing yourself or anyone around you a favor. And, you know, Charlie, Dundas Family of Autos is the home of the low-price tire guarantee.
You are. And have been for years.
We are. And it's great way to get more life out of your car is to maintain it with proper tires, proper inflation on your tires. Mm-hmm. Make sure your tires are rotated every time you get an oil change or every 5,000 miles.
You know, and if you're putting a new set of tires on the car anyway, inquire as to tires for life. You can do that when you buy new tires as well as when you buy
the new car.
You
sure can, yeah. And really, that's a fantastic program.
It'd be the last set of tires you buy for that
car. It is the last set. Actually, when I purchased my vehicle, I bought a Camry a couple of years ago and put tires for life on it. I'm on my second set, and I think I'm going to drive through that second set and into my third set soon. And it was a great way to amortize out the price of tires with the price of the car. But, you know, if you're just putting a new set on, it's also a great opportunity to make this the last set of tires you ever purchase.
It is. It's something that particularly, I know when my wife was on the road back and forth to school every morning for a number of years, that Tires for Life program was a good friend to her car.
I would imagine. So, hey, we've got something exciting coming up tomorrow night, Charlie.
We're looking for some great music, among other things.
Definitely some great music. So we're going to rock and roll tomorrow night at Dundas Family of Autos.
Uh-huh.
We have partnered with our friends at the Oldies and Goodies Car Club.
Right.
And they're going to come out for Hot Rods and Rock and Roll.
Sounds like a great time. Ken was talking about it last week. He wanted me to make sure that Kevin brings his convertible down.
I hope he does. Kevin's got a gorgeous car. And, you know, if you've got a hot rod or you just like music, come down to Dundas Family of Autos tomorrow night between 5 and 7.
Probably have some cartoons down there, huh?
I mean, from 7 to 9,
yeah.
We're going to definitely have some tunes. We've got John Wooten and Dues Played coming out to play for us. And, you know, if you've got a classic car or something you want to show off, bring it down. We're going to set up, we're going to be grilling some hot dogs. We'll have some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be just a great evening to come out and have a little dance.
That would be outstanding. You know, go out and bring your family out. And, again, whether it's a classic car or maybe something you just bought last week, either way, bring it out.
It is going to be a blast, Charlie. So, and, you know, it's absolutely free. So if you're looking for a cheap date, classic cars, music, Dundas Family of Autos tomorrow night from 7 to 9.
Well, I tell you, it doesn't get much better than that. You got the entertainment, you got the food, you know, bring your appropriate friend or
That's a good word. Come make a friend.
We could do that, too. Bring a friend and make a friend.
That's exactly it. So I hope everybody plans on coming out tomorrow night for Hot Rods and Rock and Roll with the Oldies and Goodies Car Club, 7 to 9 at Dunge's.
That'll be a lot of fun and something that could become a tradition.
I hope it does. You know, speaking of traditions, one thing that kind of has become a tradition for us at Dunge's Family of Autos is sponsoring the Run the Streets Woola Rock 8K.
That is coming up in a matter of hours almost.
If you haven't trained, now's the time. So, as a matter of fact, we have Janet Hardy with Run the Streets here this morning. Morning, Janet.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
It's a great day to talk about running because you can run in between the raindrops right
that's
now.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
So, Janet, we've sponsored the run for a few years, but how many years have you done the Woola Rock run?
So this is actually going to be the 38th year for the race out at Woola Rock, and Run the Streets has been involved for about the last 7 or 8 of that. And so definitely we were excited to have the opportunity to kind of make that race our own and get the word out about Run the Streets. So 38th year, though, for the race overall.
I've been out for the last 4 years, and I can tell you it is a heck of a course to run. You're actually out at Woola Rock. You start where? At the top of the hill?
Yeah, so you start just near the museum, and you actually run all the way out to the front gates of Woola Rock, and you turn around there, and then you head back, and the finish line is right at the top of the hill when you hit the museum.
So both a fun and challenging course.
Yes.
There are a few hills on the way.
Somehow it tends to be uphill both ways. I'm not sure how that works. But
a feature of many race courses, and something that if you're a runner, you kind of take for granted.
Yeah. You know, there are lots of local races around here, but you won't find a course like Woola Rock, and I think that's what makes it so incredibly special.
It really is just beautiful. Every time I've been out there for the Woola Rock 8K, you know, the race launches, what, 8 o'clock in the morning?
A race starts at 8:30, but since it's a closed course, you got to be through those gates by 8 o'clock, so we can get it all ready.
And as you drive out there, well, first of all, you know, just driving out to Woola Rock is fantastic.
Yep.
Going through Osage County is just gorgeous in the mornings.
Yes.
And you get out there, and there's mist on the pond, and it's if the weather is right, it is just a perfect race to run.
It
perfect
really is,
fall
yeah,
race.
Perfect fall race, it really is, and it seems to be that time of year where you're finally starting to feel the cool crispness of the morning, and it definitely makes for a nice course, and you're running out there with the animals along the path, and it's definitely very unique.
So tell us a little bit about Run the Streets, if people aren't familiar with what your mission is.
I would love to. Run the Streets is a youth mentoring program. It's also a running program. I like to say it's a mentoring program disguised as a running program. They almost don't know.
I like that description. I think it fits very well.
Yeah, and you know, our mission is really just to change lives 1 mile at a time. And Run the Streets has 2 seasons a year, so a spring and a fall season, and those run about 12 weeks each, with the end goal of these youth finishing a half marathon at the end of the season, which, if you don't know, is 13.1 miles. So it is quite the endeavor, and it's for teenagers, so 13 to 18 is our age group, you know, and we have all kinds of youth in our program. So when it was originally started, it was a really big partnership, and still is, with the Office of Juvenile Affairs. And so some of our students kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time and have a little bit of time to serve, and they can actually choose to do Run the Streets and an alternative to traditional probation. And actually you see that the recidivism rates of those students drop dramatically. And so some of our students are with OJA, some of ours are honor roll, we have homeschool students, we have a really, really mixed group, and they run side by side, like I said, for 12 weeks with an adult mentor, to finish that half marathon at the end of the season. And it really teaches goal setting and completing that goal and the sense of pride that you feel at the end of that.
That is fantastic. And if you've ever trained for a long race, there is some serious work and some serious discipline that goes into it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back to a 13-year-old Jason, and I know there was more than a couple of occasions when I was told to go run my yayas out and get the energy out, and I can see how this would be a good thing for a young person who has a need for some constructive energy outlet.
Yes,
well,
yeah.
And if you're running with somebody, if they're matching your pace or you're matching their pace, that there's certainly just the rhythm of it, and as far as the running sport of it, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But there's a conversation that once you catch your breath, you can carry on a conversation with that mentor or that friend that you've made along the way.
Yes, and I would actually argue that that's more important than the physical running itself. And you know, like I said, that's where the disguised mentoring comes into play, and just the relationships that you form there. And I mean, I can think back to my very first mentee, which has been years ago, and she's just graduated college, and she got a journalism degree like me, which was cool, and she's in Louisville working, you know, and it's those relationships that never go away, and the impact that you're able to make there.
That is just beautiful. So over the years, how many kids have gone through the program?
Yeah, so actually this season when they finish their race, it's actually going to be our 900th youth will finish the program, which is pretty cool.
That's approximately 1,800 feet.
Yeah, something like that. I know that I was certainly not running half marathons when I was 15 years old. And so,
no.
Or getting up at 7:30 in the morning to run on Saturdays, which takes a lot of discipline on the students' part.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, I think the first time I got up early in the morning to run, somebody was banging trash cans, you know. Get up. that was much more, military basic training.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Hit the floor and make your bed.
A little different scenario. I think in the very beginning of the program, I think we got a lot of flack saying there's no way you'll get, 50 plus students up that early on Saturday, but they're there every week. So
it's a marvelous testament to, first of all, what the program is, but also the reasons that it makes the particularly the youth get up. Yes, some of them are invited in by the legal system, but a lot of the others are just invited in because they want to be there.
Yeah, exactly. And even those that are with OJA, they still choose to do Run the Streets. It's a total choice, and so they're there just alongside with everyone else.
So you were mentioning that, in training for Run the Streets, Little Rock 8K coming up, that you have some local kids who are in elementary school who are training?
Yeah, and so this year, a couple of our elementary schools have started a program kind of modeled off Run the Streets called Bruins on the Run. Mm-hmm. And their big finish of their season will actually be the Little Rock 8K next weekend. And so we have around 50 students or so that are coming out from those programs. They're from Wayside and from Kane Elementary Schools. And so we're really excited to welcome them out as well. And actually about 10 of our current Run the Streets students are mentoring on at Bruins on the Run, which I think is really neat. Now they're able to give back what they've been given all of this time, so it's coming full circle.
And there is nothing that is more fun as a runner than being passed by an elementary school child on an 8K course. So.
I may be able to top that one. Now, my son actually does Ironman events, which is, but then this is past weekend, he did a half marathon. But, of course, my granddaughter will be 3 in December, and the stroller they have for her is a running stroller. Mm. So he did the half marathon with pushing her.
Yeah, that's
impressive. Does she get the medal or does he get the medal?
They can fight about that at dinner time.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I have a 2-year-old. I guarantee you it's the kid.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
So is it too late to participate in the...
No, absolutely not. You can totally still register on our website. So you can go to rtswillerockak.com and you'll find the registration link. You can register up till probably middle of next week online. There's also next Thursday night, October 11th, is what we traditionally have packet pickup night. But we're expanding that this year to actually have a health and fitness expo. So if you've gone to a big race in Tulsa or Oklahoma City and they have these big events a couple nights before where you can buy merchandise or get a massage or visit with local vendors, we're actually going to have our own version of that.
The Race Expo is a great idea. We're very excited about being out at the Race Expo.
Yes.
If you've never been to an expo before, it is a great way to just kind of hang out, mix and mingle with the people that you're going to be running with.
Yes. Exactly. So we're going to have that on Thursday night, October 11th, and you can register there as well. So come find our booth at the expo. You can also register on race morning if you want to slip in at the last minute.
And the expo is a week from tonight at the Hilton Garden Inn?
Hilton Garden Inn from 4 to 7. So come out and see us. Even if you're not running, it's free, open to the public. Come and visit. We have all kinds of vendors. So we have running vendors. We've got Planet Fitness and Fleet Feet and Tulsa are kind of our anchor sponsors for that event, along with Dungeons. It'll be there. So if you want to come and visit, all kinds of opportunities. Even if you just come to the event, you don't have to be running or not. You're entered to win some awesome prizes. So we have...
Well, we like prizes.
Yeah. Yeti coolers, Moxie gift baskets, Tulsa Run registration, if you're looking at doing the Tulsa Run coming up. Then lots of just gear and giveaways. So if you come, you get a free entry into that. So just come out and see us.
So that's next Thursday, October 11th.
October 11th, 4 to 7.
4 to 7 at the Hilton Garden Inn.
That's right.
And then Run the Streets is going to be a week from Saturday, October 13th.
Yep.
Out at Willow Rock.
Yep.
You've got to be out there by 8 a.m.
Yeah, there by 8. The gates do close.
And if you win the race, they let you take home a bison.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just load it on up.
I'm sure Bob Frazier would put a leash around it for you and say, here, go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very Maybe you can bring a truck out to haul it back with them.
We'll definitely have something out there.
Yeah.
Janet, thanks for coming out this morning.
Yeah.
We're real excited about sponsoring Run the Streets.
Yeah.
And hope you guys have a huge crowd, both at the Race Expo next week and the run a week from Saturday.
Thank
Just
you.
One fun follow-on mm-hmm. question, Jan. This Run the Street season for new enrollees probably would be closed, but
yeah.
You start up again the spring session when?
Yeah, so the spring session will start up in February, so definitely be watching the Run the Streets Facebook page for registration in January timeframe, and that will actually be season 20 of Run the Streets, so that one will be pretty monumental, so hitting our 10-year mark.
That is fantastic.
Next year, which is a really big deal, so definitely want to be a part of that
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. So we'll get signed up early mm-hmm. and be there for next season.
Be there and be healthy.
Yep.
And be mentored.
Yeah.
Or be the mentor as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Yeah. We always need mentors as well. And they give a lot of valuable time, and we'd be amiss if we didn't appreciate them as well.
Do something good with your feet, as they say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Heavy philosophy right there.
Okay, I think there's a Fred Astaire movie from a movie making people happy with his feet. But anyway, we also talk about cars on this program.
Well, occasionally we do because, you know, this is Dunge's Car Talk.
Yeah.
And maybe we should talk about Ford incentives that just came out this week. We've got...
That's an ever-changing... set of values.
It being a new month, I get to recreate all of the advertising. Keeps me employed, so I'm not totally unhappy that they move the goalpost every month.
And it's not just recycling last October stuff either. It's brand new stuff.
No, yeah. They really mix it up on us. So one thing I should probably mention, I'm guessing that you have a couple of Farm Bureau listeners.
It would seem reasonable that we do, yes.
It would seem reasonable. So one thing that Ford has instituted, and actually our local Ford Advertising Federation has sweetened, is if you're a member of the Farm Bureau, you get not $500, but $1,000 off of any vehicle. At Dunge's Family of Auto, or Dunge's Ford, I'm sorry.
It's a Ford incentive.
It is a Ford incentive. So any Ford will get $1,000 off for a Farm Bureau member over and above any other incentives that Ford is offering, over and above the Dunge's discount. It's just a little thank you, tip of the hat to Farm Bureau members.
I'm going to expand this, and I hope I'm not extrapolating too far. Since we do have some listeners that are north of the state line, are any Farm Bureau, Kansas, Oklahoma Farm Bureau?
There may be some area restrictions.
Okay, that was what I wanted to get the
that
fine print.
That is I'm glad you mentioned the fine print, Charlie. Not trying to pull a fast one on you who are listening north of the Oklahoma border. It is something that, frankly, I'll have to check into.
Okay. Give Jason a call, 918-333-0900. Ask for Jason.
Thank you, Charlie. So in addition to the fantastic deals for Farm Bureau members, the rest of us civilians, Ford has got some great incentives coming up right now. The Ford Fusion. Now, I know you're a Fusion driver.
Yes,
I am. You
swear
by the Fusion. Right now, on an 18 Fusion, you can get up to $3,000 cash back from Ford.
I believe that'll be the last year they make the Fusion.
Nope, we have the 19s
okay,
coming in.
Okay.
Actually, the 19 is going to be a nice-looking vehicle, Charlie.
Great, okay.
So the 18s, though, up to $3,000 cash back on the Fusion from Ford, or 0 for 72 plus $1,000. Now, the 0 for 72, I know you and Brad have talked about this a little bit. I think you and I have talked about it a little bit. The prime rate keeps creeping up.
Yes, it
does.
And
that 0 for 72 money and 0 for 60 money is, it's going away.
I will repeat a military phrase. The only guarantee you get is that there ain't no guarantee. So
this is very true. So, a great opportunity for an 18 Fusion. We also have fantastic incentives on the 2018 Ford Focus, which is a really fun car to drive, Charlie.
Yeah, my wife's on her third Focus. She likes that model real well.
Right now, she could upgrade to a 2018 Focus. $4,000 incentive from Ford plus the Dunge's discount, and you can roll out with a car that's about 25% off of MSRP.
What a great deal.
It really is. And, of course, you know, where you and I think this is October, it's Halloween month, Ford thinks of this as...
go Brewers. Okay.
SUV season. Go Brewers. So as part of SUV season, we have some great deals on the Ford lineup of SUVs, the Escape, the Edge, and the Explorer. Right now, you can take $5,000 off of a 2018 Escape or get 0 for 72 there plus a $1,000 incentive. You can take $5,000 off the Edge, which may be my next car, or 0 for 72 plus $1,000. Or you can take up to $5,000 off of a Ford Explorer. And, you know, with the Explorer, you've got room for a small army of kids.
You do. Or an army of small kids.
Something to that effect. So... some fantastic deals going on at Dunge's Ford right now.
And to continue on what we were saying, you know, the zero at whatever sooner or later are going to go away, and you'll find them at 0.9 at or whatever the next rate will be, simply because the prime rate will continue to inch up. So this is a great buy.
One of the things that we are really good at doing, Charlie...
Kind of like what a former Yankee catcher might say, that's just like real money.
It is just like real money. we take your real money pretty seriously at Dunge's Family of Autos, whether we're working on a new Toyota, a new Ford, or a new Lincoln, or even on a used car deal. We take getting you the least expensive money... as a major part of our job. You know, we are vehicle experts. We do have to know how to find the right vehicle for you, how to get you into that vehicle, and make sure that you understand all of the technology. But we also are financial experts, and our financial managers are fantastic at finding the best rate, getting you the best payment, so that you can get into the car that you really want.
And you also lay out the choices for the consumer. While in one sense you might say, well, the 0%, that's a no-brainer, but you also will lay out the other options that, okay, that you can also take this incentive and traditional financing at maybe your local financial institution, which already is running a whatever the number is rate, that might be the better buy for you.
Exactly.
You can choose option A to choose option B, or what's behind the curtain, Monty.
Exactly. So, you know, a good example on the Toyota side right now, you can take Toyota's offer of financing on the 2018 Highlander, or you can take a $3,500 incentive from Toyota. And we'll help you run the numbers. We will run the numbers and give you the pros and cons of financing through Toyota or financing through a third party that we'll help you find, and taking the $3,500 incentive. We're going to help you with the best deal so that you roll out with the best payment possible and the lowest interest rate possible. It's a balance.
Yeah, and that's they're just like buying tires. You can get a good, better, best. You the same sort of thing when you're financing as far as, you know, which option you want to choose.
Exactly. So one of the things that you know, I'm kind of excited about, Charlie.
Brought in a copy of Fortune magazine.
I brought in a Ford Frontline magazine. So Ford is doing some fantastic things on the technology side. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm excited about that is going into all of the new Fords is the Ford Co-Pilot 360 technology.
That is a brand new feature that's going in.
It really is. You know, Toyota has had some of this technology for a while. I've taken advantage of some of it. One of the things that I love on my Toyota that is going on to the Fords now is the blind spot detection. Mm-hmm. And if you're driving a vehicle that doesn't have it, well, if I was driving a vehicle that didn't have it, people would be less safe around me. I've grown very dependent on blind spot detection.
And this is a high-tech version, not just a great set of mirrors, right?
It is more than a great set of mirrors. It uses LiDAR and radar to make sure that you're not going to accidentally roll into a vehicle that is rolling next to you. In addition to the blind spot detection, Ford is rolling out cross-traffic alerts so that, you know, if somebody is jumping across a lane at you, it's going to give you a signal. Lane keeping alert, lane departure, which is just fantastic, especially if you are a distance driver. You get on Highway 75 every morning, for instance, and maybe drift off mentally a little bit.
Never happens to anybody.
No, I see it on a daily basis. I see cars in front of me.
I certainly read the accident reports.
Oh, yeah. They hit that, that sound of tires hitting the buffer lane on the right side of...
I've heard that once or twice or 15 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Departure...
It's both a great sound and the most annoying thing in the world.
It will wake you up.
Yeah.
Lane departure is a technology that keeps you in your lane, will make you aware that you're starting to drift, and, along with... the blind spot awareness and pre-collision assist. These types of things are really making vehicles much safer. You combine that with all of the internal safety features like the airbags mm-hmm. and safety belts. We are driving in luxury and safety that we never imagined was possible in our childhood, Charlie.
Absolutely. The only thing I could say about the cars of my childhood is that they were all made of very heavy metal and felt like you were driving a tank.
And the safety feature was you could settle down back there or we'll put you in the trunk.
Yes. I think I remember hearing that threat once or twice, but you could lie down on those and go to sleep on the back deck. But
you anyway, could, yeah. and I often did.
Yeah.
I remember rolling around in the back seat of a station wagon, unbuckled.
With the rear-facing seat?
Rear-facing seat,
yeah.
Window down, no buckles.
No? Yeah. What buckles? What's that?
Yeah, we have come a long way.
We had the 4W75 air conditioner going, you know,
yep.
Four windows down, 75 mile an hour, you know.
We are getting old, Charlie.
It happens.
But you know what we're not too old to do?
What's that?
We are not too old to rock and roll.
We could do that tomorrow night.
Segue.
I love
tomorrow
that.
Night at Dunge's Ford, Dunge's Family of Autos.
Yes.
We are hosting the Oldies and Goodies Car Club, 7 to 9. We're going to have Hot Rods and Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
John Wooten and Dues Paid are going to be playing live for us.
Okay.
Hopefully out on the deck. If it's a little bit damp, it'll be someplace inside. But
okay.
We're going to have John Wooten playing for... we're going to have hot dogs and beverages and chips and things like that. We're going to have some people bringing out their classic cars.
Okay.
So if you're looking for an inexpensive date night tomorrow night, it's free. Come out to Dunge's Family of Autos. Rock and roll with us.
Bring your own chair.
Bring your own lawn chair. bring your classic car if you've got one,
mm-hmm.
bring a date, or bring a really good pickup line and see what happens.
There you go. But, you know, we also want to remember that you can find out more about Run the Streets as well.
Run the Streets. Janet, what is that website one more time? RTS?
Yes, you can find the race at rtswoolerock8k.com, or you can research the program at runthestreets.org.
And we'll be out there next Thursday night at the Hilton Garden Inn for the Race Expo, and a week from Saturday out at Woolerock for the 8K.
Sounds like a great deal. DodgersChoice.com, where you can select the entire inventory, even put it in your cart. And
you could go to DodgersChoice.com.
Start the financing process.
It could take you almost all the way to we'll download the keys for you.
Okay. Take a test drive and then stick around tomorrow night for the fun and music. News is on the way next.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville in 93.3.